The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
And I'm your middlest brother, good day, m'lady, Travis McElroy.
Oh, God. You're not going to do that every time.
No, I tried that. That did not feel right.
That was over like so that was bad. Fucking balloon.
That was real bad, but I'll figure it out. I'll find it.
I could just speak like a fancy, like, Hollywood celebrity. Like, hey, hello, good morning. It's Griffin McElroy.
Well, that's pretty good. Oh, is Bradley Cooper on the call?
It's me, Bradco. Hi, it's me, Bradco, from Silver Linings Do It Dance book.
Silver Linings Do It Dance?
It's
yeah,
me,
that was Bradley Cooper's spinoff workout tapes. Do you not remember those, Justin?
It's me, Bradco, from the Chef movie, Spicy, was the name of it.
So I have very exciting news.
All right.
And I was inspired by, of course, our year theme, 20 Rendezvous, Fantasy Take Flight.
Yeah.
And so I already had this, and so I pulled a few strings, and I got it for you guys as well. As you know, I'm very well connected. I'm sending it to you right now.
Oh, cool.
I'm emailing it to you right now.
Is it a cameo from the president?
No. No, no, no.
Do you know Joe Biden's up there?
Joe Biden's in there?
It's like $75.
He's not busy with other shit.
What a steal.
He's got a lot of stuff going on right now.
Could you get a part? Could you get a part in that way?
Oh,
maybe
I like
if
that.
You trick him.
Or some kind of appointment that way, like,
oh,
hey, Travis,
you're
the...
Travis, what have you done?
Travis, what have you done? We just got this email, bud.
Yeah. Well, do you want to tell everybody?
It seems to me that Travis has purchased us some land.
Yeah,
did you buy us some land, Travis?
I did. 1 square foot each.
Yeah.
You're lords now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I was already one.
Oh, well, congratulations.
And then I saw that this place was offering a buy one, get one free sale for
on land,
New Year's. And
titles?
I thought, oh, this is how everyone does it. I'm pretty sure this is how everyone does it. And so I went ahead and took advantage of that great deal. Now, I will say they were offering 3 different levels, 1 square foot, 5 square feet and 10 square feet. But I didn't know what you guys would do with 5 square feet that you wouldn't do with 1 square foot.
Right.
I
mean,
I
yeah, guess, that's a good does point. It make you 5 times the lord? Like, does it up? Are you a duke at that point?
It didn't seem to compound in any way. It seemed to just be like you could like have room for a picnic.
I mean, well, yeah, get buried, right?
You could get buried there.
Oh, what's your 5? You lop off, take off my shoes. Don't even feet.
Wait, Justin,
take my feet.
This is a classic pub challenge. You lie diagonally in the box, right? And then you fit. You got to lie diagonally.
Wait a minute. This is a sucker's bet. Burn me. And bury me in the one by one.
There you go.
Oh,
yes, value,
go.
Baby.
I love it. Chop me up.
It's square feet, right? So you can dig of like what I'm 5'10".
Dig down.
Yeah, dig
I'm
down.
5'10". We'll give them a few inches in case there's some like topsoil loss degradation.
Oh, so that's
go,
it.
Let's
then.
Go 6'2", and the top of my head will be 4 inches under the surface if you just stand me right up in there.
Maybe we could say, like, can you arrange it so each of our one square plots of land are next to each other? Now we got three in a row, right? So 3 feet long, 1 foot wide, right? Yeah. And then just stack us up.
Guys, how has nobody thought of this yet? Cemetery space is at, like, a premium now, and it's because they're laying our dead asses horizontal. That's dumb. That is such a waste of space.
Straight up and down, baby.
Straight up and down. Stack me like IKEA furniture. This is insane. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
Global warming and everything. Stack me up.
Global warming. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, use me as a fuel source. I don't care. Fucking dead.
All right.
Getting too real.
Travis, thank you for this gift.
Yeah.
It does feel a bit like the International Star Registry thing.
No, this is legit, Griffin, because I paid money for it. And they then, as you can see in the form, it was witnessed by someone.
Yeah.
And I believe
it is written in sort of a fancy, like pseudo-cursive font.
Yeah, digital cursive. Good. Yeah.
Hey, but do I have too much power now? Because I do have a star named after me. Thanks, Nani. Big ups.
You're the Star Lord now.
Oh, shit, yeah. That's dope.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I get to kick it with, like...
So what do I have a responsibility?
Alien? Oh, yeah, that's another good question.
Am I going to have to solve a cozy murder?
Here's what I'll say, Justin. If anyone ever accidentally wanders through your one square foot, then you then are responsible for their well-being. But they're also responsible for, like, your happiness. Now, here's what I'll say. This is the trick that nobody tells you, but I know this hack. They don't know I know this hack. Once you buy the plot of land, right, that's one square foot around. But it goes all the way into space, baby, right?
Oh,
so
that's wow.
All the way up. It never stops above it, right? So a plane going through it, spaceship going through it, a comet going through it, it's all yours for the second it's in there. Yeah.
That's really cool.
You're welcome, guys.
Hey, you're welcome. Rachel, edit this next part out, or beep it. Travis, how much money did you spend on these?
Bucks.
Okay.
And it was buy one, get one free, like I said. So good deal.
That's a very good deal. Okay.
The number that Travis said was not a tremendous amount of money.
Not at all.
In fact, beeped out. Okay.
Now, here's my question. This is something I debated over in my own heart. Does it seem more like a scam if it had cost more, or more legit if it costs more?
Wow.
That's a really good question, actually.
Because at the amount I paid, there's a partner who's like, that can't be enough.
There's a typo. There's 6 zeros missing from this number.
Well, I feel fancier already.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Fancy take flight, baby.
Have you all done, other than purchasing lordships for us, how has y'all's fanciness journey gone?
What have
say
I
there's
done?
There's been an increase in either quality of life, status, or whimsy.
I was already pretty fancy to begin with.
Yeah, sure, man.
I wore a robe after I got out of the shower yesterday.
Oh, hell yeah.
Can I say something? I fucking get robes now.
Oh, yeah,
I get robes now. Sometimes you don't have the juice to get from naked to clothed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you need a little stop.
A robe is a nice way of saying, like, I'm building to it. Just calm down a little bit.
There's not enough transitional clothes, I would say. Like, robe is basically it. There's not a lot of, like, well, I don't want to wear the clothes I've been wearing all day anymore, but I know if I put in pajamas, I'm going to sleep.
Yes.
And then it's robe. Like, this is the thing, is there's very few. I think robe is the only transitional, like, piece of clothing I can think of.
When Harry wakes up in the middle of the night because he got scared from one of his incredible mind visions,
that looked at, by the way. Take him to Professor X or something, dude.
Yeah, and what's weird is that they always come true.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't have time
And they always contain Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's always in there. And anyway, I don't have time to, like, get fully dressed while my son is screaming about how fucking Huggy Wuggy tried to eat our whole family. And so just the robe is like, I'm like a fucking firefighter. Like, I just throw the robe on and I'm like up there. Like, don't worry, son. Huggy Wuggy's not real.
Yeah, I throw on my robe and my long winter cap. And then I go and I'm like, hey, what's up?
Can I say something to YouTube real quick? Hey, YouTube, what's up? Love your stuff.
Hello, Griffin.
Hi, YouTube. I love your stuff for kids' pancake contests and recreating SpongeBob clips. It's funny, and I love it. If you could stop putting horrible monsters in every third video that are scary to me, a grown-up, that would be fucking radical. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. No more Huggy Wuggy, no more Siren Head. Get those shits out of my household. I do not need them.
You maybe should be policing your kids.
I am watching it, but there's I'm not kidding. It's like, hey, what's up? It's the Pancake Boys. Today we're going to have silly fun with slime. And I'm like, yes, yes, yes. And then the next one, like, this big clown will kill you. Do I let the big clown kill you? Here he comes.
If you're aware that this is happening, Griffin, why don't you turn it off the big clown that will kill you?
Because
you're invested.
Yeah, well, I'm watching sports on a TV that I got a lot of money on, and I don't always have the sort of like I can't split my attention right
when
my Bengals are out there making Papa those stacks of bread. Anyway, I'm a good dad.
Yeah, I'm not here to argue that. That seems true.
Now your children are lordlings.
Oh, that's true. I'm so excited to get started. And this is an advice show, which you've certainly guessed by now. Certainly, right?
Yes. I mean, present a question to your lord. Maybe I could be the middlest lord, Travis McElroy. Maybe that's.
I don't think that that's a great vibe, honestly.
I'm your lord and savior, Travis McElroy. What's wrong?
That's better.
Yeah.
For Christmas this year, my roommate bought me a new tea kettle.
Ooh.
It's pink and very cute, but I already have a tea kettle.
Oh, no.
And I love my tea kettle. It's powdered blue, and I've had it for years. I don't want to stop using it. However, my roommate and I obviously live in the same house, and she will notice if I don't use the new tea kettle. We are not close. How do I handle
God,
this?
Oh, my God. Finish the name.
How do I handle this? Tea kettle for two.
That is a brutal way to end this message.
It's a real leg sweep, isn't it?
We are not close.
We are not
close.
Well,
it does. It colors it, doesn't it?
Oh, it's a hugely important piece of information, yeah, for sure.
This is the kind of context that, like, I wish our year theme had been about context, because I feel like that is my big push for this year is please give us the essential tools we need to advise you properly.
Right.
And what I love about this context, too, is it's not just it's a two-bedroom house. It's not a physical piece of context. It is much more emotional context of this person saying, just FYI, this problem isn't really that bad for me. Like, I want you to know that I've thought about this, but at the end of the day, we're not close. It's fine.
I still have in my house a like yellow stoneware tea kettle that I think brought with me all the way from like Cincinnati, which was
I've been looking for that.
12, yeah. Over a decade ago. And I used to use it a lot. I got into tea for a little bit. I would have some oatmeal. I would neti pot. All these things require a good tea kettle.
You would neti pot with the same tea kettle? You had a neti pot, right?
You had a neti pot, right?
You weren't using the tea kettle, right?
No, Travis. Travis, this show, people spend the minutes they have in their life and their day on this show. And I feel like in 2022, we don't need to stop and take up that time to say things like, did you put the tea kettle in your nose?
Because okay, obviously, you're right. We're all adults now.
The hole's too big.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I don't know. Maybe you're doing nose stretches.
Anyway, I don't fuck with it anymore because it got pretty like weirdly burnt and gnarly and calcified on the inside.
Oh, the inside,
so,
yeah.
Maybe you should start using the new tea kettle. Because here's the thing. I know you like yours, and you've had it for years. But it's a tea kettle. It does a thing where it makes the water hot, and it goes beep. It doesn't beep. I can't whistle. And I bet you this new one does that shit, too, pretty good.
Yeah, huh? But it's not emotionally invested. Like, when you're talking about cozy shit, like a teapot, that's like saying, like, that blanket. I've had a blanket. With it's red, white, and black, and green with Scotty dogs on it that I got when I was like 10 years
old.
Holy
shit, you still fuck with that blanket?
I still got that shit.
Oh,
and it's
no.
Still, listen,
Travis?
Baby, I have taken excellent care of it. It is still comfy, cozy, and it is as wonderful as the day I got it, right?
Does
and
Teresa know you like slept with that in like middle school?
In the bad years.
In the dark times, yes.
Let's call them the dark ages.
Yes, yes, yes. In the pube ages. Yes, of course. Of course.
I wish wish that Scotty Blanket were granted the ability to speak for one day.
Kill me!
Let it out! Let the hell out! Burn me!
The things I've seen. Please burn me! Oh, you motherfuckers, the things I've seen.
I want a Littlest Toaster sequel with Travis's Blanket.
We have to get back to Master. No, you do not.
No.
You stay away from that monster.
I'm going to look for an open furnace.
Oh, man.
Fling me outside so that the birds may tear me to pieces and I may be free.
Okay, anyway, Travis, you need to get the fuck rid of that blanket, my friend.
No, man, it's still a great blanket. I've taken wonderful care of it.
Care of. But I would also argue there was a period of your life where you took whatever the opposite of care is. You took hurt to it. You took hurt of it.
Anyways, my point being, there's an emotional investment in things. You don't want to have a tea kettle from someone that, let's face it, you're not close with. And then, but, like, in 4 years, someone says, that's a great tea kettle. Where'd you get it? And you're like, it was from my roommate. Their name was, what was it? That's not it.
If this, though, is a situation where you don't have beef with your roommate, it's just you guys have never really clicked, I would say that's fertile ground for a friendship to blossom, right?
Ooh.
I'm not going to project that onto you. If you're not interested in it, that's one thing. But if it's just like a weird situation where it's like, yeah, we never like hung out and got to be friends, I think this is a foot in the door.
Or you can say, this is a Bartlett Charlie moment where you're like, oh, thanks for this new teapot. You know, I've been saving this teapot for the right roommate. I think that's you. And now you're going to pass on your emotional powder blue teapot to your new best friend.
This is bad. This is bad. That seems
and you say
funny.
Like, and yeah, do you see that stamp on the bottom? That's right. This was made by Paul Revere.
This was Spiro Agnew's teapot.
This was Spiro Agnew.
It's been in my family for 300 years. Don't run the math on that.
Don't think about it.
It's a gift. Yeah, I think go for it. I think it's a new new hot shit, and it's not going to be.
What if it boils water better?
Way better.
Yeah, what if the whistle is more pleasant?
Listen, if you've never had like a sick ass tea kettle that you love, like I don't know if you right now, listener or brothers, are imagining your special hot boy.
Oh yeah,
I wouldn't. I couldn't be apart from my kettle anymore. It's got a little knob that lets me set the temperature.
What?
I got a water boiler.
What?
You're thinking of like a water heater. You're thinking of like the thing that heats the water, Justin. I have that makes the hot water. And then I have an adorable little lime green round boy that then I like pour the water into to make the tea.
Okay.
That's wild. Just get a tea kettle. Go paleo on it. Do it like the ancestors did it.
But then I need that for like all the other hot stuff. This is a fancy teapot. Fancy take flight. Right? So I got my hot water maker. And then I've got, like, this is for, like, a tea party because I have
fancy doesn't
children.
Mean unbridled consumerism.
It's not that, man. Justin. My wife and I like to have afternoon tea, and I want to have the teapot set in there and a whole set with it, okay?
Can I say something? Hey, Griff, can we talk for a second?
Yeah.
I'll go over here.
I'm a little worried that the selection of our year theme is going to become something of a...
an albatross around our necks?
Specifically in regards to the middle brother who we use it as a sort of like I feel like we've given Travis permission to make terrible choices in fiction,
if you know what I mean, right?
With his actual money and his actual life, but in like it's all part of the bit,
it's
right?
All God, funny.
Hey, sorry, what were you guys talking about? I got distracted. I was ordering pinky rings in bulk.
We're trying to figure out when the new Mission Impossible is coming out because a lot of these COVID delays have got us down.
I thought it was March.
And I thought it was Travis stop buying things.
What month is that?
March. Can I call the wizard? He got pissed. I got a fucking angry email from him for not calling him last week. And I was like, dude, it's our annual year naming one. Like, we don't do content. It's like an easy one for us to kind of chill out on.
Yeah,
this is so good.
I got somebody over here that was actually lined up to be on last week's show, and he was really disappointed that he couldn't get on either. So
what a bone chilling bit of
at this point, it's one of two people, and both of them, I believe, kill Justin. Yeah,
you'd like that, wouldn't you, if you had me fucking pinned down like that, no way. Copper.
I'm pretty sure.
You'd love that, wouldn't you, if you thought you had this beautiful Mind Palace all mapped out with a little brochure you can hand out to the tourists that come by, like, here's the different rooms that are here. I know them all.
Hey, Justin, you am wish. I wrong that it's one of two people?
How do you know you're talking to Justin right now?
Oh, my God.
Think
about it.
Anyway, I made the wizard angry. He shot a thunderbolt at my wiener, and I was like, okay, fine, I'll get you on the next one. So this
But you also kind of loved it?
No, man, it was hotter than the sun. Yeah. Randy sent this one in. Thanks, Randy.
Randy!
All right. And it's...
Just give him a shout-out.
Sure. How to sneak your cat into work.
Thank you.
If your kitty in boots is giving you the sour face every time you leave for work every day, consider bringing him to work. Your boss doesn't have to know. With a few sneaky tools, the right cat temperament, and a little ingenuity, your kitty can be sitting
shotgun. That one
shotgun.
In the middle, though, huh?
Huh? Successfully smuggling your cat into the office does require a good deal of preparation and strategy, though. In addition, you'll have to plan your activities at the office very carefully. Awesome.
I like that it's like cat temperament. Like, okay, Mr. Boots, I know that normally you're kind of a piece of shit, but yeah, when we're at the office, I need you on your best behavior, okay? Do you understand me? Do you understand me, little man?
I know you cannot understand things like the economy, but that yummy, wet, stink food that you eat, yeah, I acquire with the resources from work that I do for work. I trade my labor for... just, you know, we'll
for your
call
piss sand.
For your piss sand that you piss in. Anyway, number one, consider the options. Okay. I feel like no person should be able to get past this step where it's like, what are my options? Take my cat to work or don't take my cat to work? Wow, that second one sounds way better.
Way better. That seems like that should be like the first line in every wiki. It should say like, keep your grades up, consider your options.
Yeah, keep your grades up. Maybe don't do this.
Maybe don't. Anyway. Hey, what's the best step in planning a heist? Maybe don't. Oh, that would be way easier, wouldn't it?
Assess your cat's personality to decide if he's the sort of cat that could be happy and quiet at work. If you have...
Clearly not. He's giving you a stink face while you leave.
Yeah, that maybe the cat just doesn't like you and wants to spend less time with you. If your cat's a proud and independent roamer who has activities you don't even have a clue about for most of the day or night, is a bad one. Alternatively, if your cat is quiet and often comfortable sitting near you for long periods of time, he may be the ideal stealth cat for the office. If your cat loves the sound of you clicking and making idle conversation with Susan from Accounts Payable, this cat's ready to ride.
If this cat loves the sound of, like, kind of a muffled radio, but it's still a little bit too loud, and everything kind of smells a little bit like farts, oh, have we got the idea for you?
Let's see here. We got...
hey, Griffin, consider, just real quick. Anywhere in here does it say to consider, like, what your business does before taking the cat in?
No, that's a good point. If you are, like, a sandwich artist at Subway, right, I'll argue... this is maybe a bad career for you.
If you work on like a big industrial production line with like huge gears and stuff, that's probably also a bad time. Or like if you work for like a mouse breeding company
or a cat food factory,
these are all bad.
You don't want to do this. Consider the way you get to work. Does he mind car or public transportation travel? Are you strong enough to carry him on your bike or by foot?
Are you strong enough to carry your own cat?
Are you strong enough to be his man?
Are you strong enough to be your cat's man?
Well, it's a 45-minute commute by car. I guess I could walk him there. Margaret, you're 5.5 hours late. Yeah, I know. What was that? Nothing. Fuck you. What? Stop. How about check the weather? Is it too hot, too cold, too wet, or too windy to be carrying your cat around? I don't like this because now, like, if it rains, does that mean you don't bring your precious
Or you don't coat? Bring him home?
Your fuzzy coat. Yeah, it started raining. Sorry. Hey, listen. This is going to be like a night at the museum situation. You do need to stay here. If you could work on my TPS reports. No, that's ridiculous. Don't worry about it. Just don't die. Bye.
Bye.
Choose a day that isn't heavily mired in away from desk obligations. It'd be
sure,
cool to know.
There's a lot of factors at play here, huh?
Yeah, okay, so this is where we get to the fun stuff. Part two, make preparations. Be absolutely certain of where your boss and other coworkers will be throughout the day. Yeah, that's cool. They've drawn a very crude map here of the office. with the boss's room. And of course, the boss's room is like six times bigger than the other ones. Cool.
Yeah, tell me about it. Ugh.
Boss gets a dollar, I get a dime. That's why I bring cats in on the company time. So know where your boss is at all times. With a map, I guess, you need to have a map for that or information.
Like, you could get a GPS tracker on that bad boy.
Yeah.
Slipping review in his food.
Review what? Any obstacles or hurdles
a
you
GPS
might face.
Tracker?
Yeah, make your boss
the cat or the boss.
Make your boss and your cat both eat GPS trackers so you can make sure that
the two
lips don't.
You gotta be careful then, because if they short out, you could have a Freaky Friday situation.
Okay, review
obstacles. This is my new movie, Boss Cat. Everybody stay with me here.
Whoa.
Hold on, though.
What if you could convince everybody in the office to act like the cat is the boss?
Yeah.
So when the boss comes in, he's like, at first, he's like, all right, guys, very funny. And then as the day goes on, he's like, wait a minute. Is the cat the boss?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this cat came down from corporate. They need to make some cuts. So best behavior, Mr. Jones. Don't be careful. Don't piss
don't
him off.
Don't give him an excuse.
Don't give him an excuse. He said he's got his eye on you. And he might just be playing with his food. You know what I mean? So, like, be careful.
Review any obstacles or hurdles you might face, such as a meeting or your lunch plans.
And hey, all those loose dogs in the office.
Or it's Big Stinky Fish Day, where everybody brings in the big stinky fish they caught. Okay, now we get into prepare the cat's necessities. Buy or find a ventilated bag, preferably one that will conceal your animal and allow you to bring cat food, treats, quiet toys, or a soft blanket, and even a travel litter box.
Oh, that's Andy, a sucker's like, bet. You can ventilate any bag. Just take a bag and cut it up. You don't need to pay fans. This is a life hack, folks.
Yeah, you can cut up any bag to make it cat appropriate. Make sure the bag is not a designated cat or animal carrier. No, that would be too good for the cat.
It actually, if you want to help, you could stencil on business bag. And then,
oh,
like,
that's
if,
good.
If anybody hears like meow from it and they're like, what's that? And you're like, that's my business.
What you do is you come in the day before and you're like, my mom got me the worst fucking briefcase. Wait till you guys see this thing. You're going to be like, God, that's horrific. It's useless.
And there's something in it. I don't know if it needs oiled or what, but it sounds like a cat that wants to get out of a bag.
Yeah. Maybe write something in like French on it. And so like people are like, oh, damn, that's a fancy new European briefcase from the future.
Definitely not the kind of briefcase you'd put a cat in.
Oh, that's Villain, and it's the new cat briefcase that has pictures of cats on it. But it is for files. Do not trip on that.
Cat files.
Start bringing the bag into work at least 1 to 2 weeks prior to sneaking the animal into the office. That's pretty good, though. What is? Do you have a fucking cat in there? No, I've got lunch in here for me, a human lunch. Nice try, though. Purchase a cat harness and a leash. Sure. And then pack everything you need into the bag to determine if you can fit all items inside. Well, fuck, I can get everything in here but the cat.
Except the cat. I got a real chicken, bag of grain, and fox scenario.
That's actually hard because if you start with the cat, that's bad too.
Yeah.
You're piling your fucking documents and blueprints on your cat. That's uncomfortable.
But then again, if you get caught, if you bring in a bag full of cat stuff but no cat and get caught then... That's going to raise some strange questions, right? Where you're just like, hey, Doug, why you got like a litter box and cat harness and shit in here? What's that for? My cat. You have a cat here? No.
No.
Huh.
In my head, I was thinking, does it make sense for you to get in the bag and for your cat to bring you in?
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't even figure out a justification for that. You know what I mean? Like, even in
Someone could say, look what the cat dragged in, and everyone would laugh really hard.
Yes.
That would be good.
If the cat doesn't fit or seems cramped, reconfigure how you packed your travel bag. Probably didn't need a WikiHow tip for that. You probably could assume that I'm not going to keep jamming stuff into this this basket that you have tasked me with sneaking into the office until the cat begins to push through it like a Play-Doh mold. I probably would figure out on my own that I should try and fucking fix it instead of hurting my cat with squishing. For a smooth transition from home to office, prepare your cat bag a few days before you plan to sneak your cat into work. Okay. In case there's a fire in your apartment building and you have to go straight to work from it, have your go bag ready.
Should have a go bag ready to go. I mean, just
Your cat. Okay. Toting the kitty on the day. It's time for the crime. Feed your cat
breakfast. Can I just say I've been looking forward to this? This is like the moment in like Ocean's 11 where we've seen everything, like all the prep. And now here comes the big twist that we are never expecting.
It's like the moment in The Walk.
when Philip Petit has organized his crew for the coup, and he's ready to walk the line.
Okay.
From one of the beautiful towers.
And then we're supposed to root for this guy, Justin? We're supposed to root for this person?
This is my great dream to walk across the void.
He's the bad guy in this movie, and no one sees that. Well, watching his movie, like, he's the hero. No, he's not the hero.
He's making a lot of people very nervous.
Listen, I love talking about Robert Zemeckis' the line.
Yeah,
as much as anybody. But
I thought it was.
It's weird that he had to do a CGI of his wife.
No, it's The Wire.
Yeah,
no, The Wire is a different thing.
Woke up this morning by myself. That's The Sopranos. We're really off the
board. Holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Feed your cat breakfast. You should be doing that anyway.
No, we got to keep you hungry for the office.
Encourage.
That's the way you get sales.
Encourage your cat to use the litter box. I would love to know how a person does that.
Go.
Come on. Get that little hiney in that.
Best thing I found is just to keep it fresh.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. Cats love spoiling stuff, don't they? Oh, this is all new and clean. Oh, is it?
Oh, is it? Let me see about that. Piss. Give your cat lots of affection and attention before you place it in a bag. I love you. Get it. Instead of transferring the cat to the bag while you get ready for work, make the transfer the last thing you do before you leave the house. Again, yeah. Don't do it before you go shower and brush your teeth and eat an egg.
To be fair, I thought it was going to say, like, instead of transferring the cat to the bag, transfer the bag to the cat.
Yeah, just slam it right down on top of him and yell, jam. In the office with the kitty, be confident.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. In general, I think that must be good. After all, it's not really the first thing coworkers imagine.
Hey, have you noticed something different about Smith? He deserves a promotion. He's confident like a man with a cat in the bag.
Yeah. After all, it's not really the first thing coworkers imagine when another coworker arrives at work. Oh, Alice must have a cat in her bag. Yeah, I don't know. If it smells like piss and you hear, meow, I would be like, hey, Alice, is that a fucking cat in your bag?
This is a wild thing for me to say, but even wilder for you to do. Is that a cat in your bag?
Look around the office to see if anyone's around your office or desk. But confidently, I guess? Get away. Turn on your computer, get set up for the day. Time for normal work for me.
Clickety-clackety.
Clickety-clack-clack, business reports. And then decide whether having your cat let out of the bag is a sensible option. Are you fucking kidding me? After I spent $300 to create what is a pretty chill zone, a pretty nice CZ for Mr. Whiskers, and I'm just going to let him out into the general public? That cat's done.
One time I flew with my cat when we were moving back to Cincinnati. I flew with the cat, and when we were going through security, and I don't know if this is a standard procedure or what, we had to take the cat out of the bag and carry the cat through the scanner and put the bag through the thing. And all I could think, like, if I let go of this cat for a second, it's gone forever.
Yeah.
She'll board a flight to New York City. It'll be like a Home Alone 2 situation.
Absolutely.
There's a bunch of tips that's like, put some food and water out. Yes. Anticipate his needs by setting up the litter box after an hour of being out of the bag. Margaret,
you didn't anticipate the need of it not wanting to be in the bag. Like, I need to not be in this bag. You didn't anticipate that need. So why are you going to think about the cat's needs now? You're only thinking about your own needs.
Can I just say, you guys, we have a lot of fun here, and we talk a lot about Wizard of the Cloud and stuff. I'm uncertain what the end goal of that, like,
right.
What is the, you brought
have
your
cat,
cat
out work
you brought your cat to
I
work
got.
To fix what problem? You think the cat's happier? Are you happier? It's like you said, well, the cat doesn't seem to like that I go to work. How can I make both the cat's life and my work day 1,000 times more stressful to convince the cat it never wants to go to work with me again?
Let's talk about end of the day. Target to go home.
Kick back, have a beer with your cat.
Have a beer
it's
with
Miller
your cat.
Time.
Go to happy hour with the cat, but ask it to please be quiet. Target to go home earlier
than
usual.
And not to drink, because it's driving.
Yep. This will allow you to escape crowds or peak hour traffic, all things that could potentially cause kitty stress. Yeah. Hey, boss, I'm taking off. It's 1:30. Yeah.
Yep.
It gets crowded out there, you know?
I came in at 4:30, though, so it's fine.
Place your cat's items back in the bag, of course. Shut down your computer, etc. a mission accomplished.
Wait, they included, like, finish a clean up your desk, any crumbs on there? Why were you eating lunch at your desk? Come on, man. Take some time for yourself. Don't work through your lunch break.
And then it says, mission accomplished. You've successfully sneaked your cat into the work for a day. But get ready. Like, go ahead and start getting the bag ready for tomorrow. Because now this is it. This is your life. You love this now. Some quick Q&A. Why would you bring a cat to work in the first place? Answer, all right. Why not?
Here's the problem. Once you get...
You got to set goals for yourself.
Yeah. Once you get used to the thrill of taking your cat to work, you're going to have to start chasing like bigger and better highs, right? You're going to have to start bringing other things to work. Like, well, I brought my cat to work. I'm going to bring my car into work, right? Like, what are you... Like, you're just going to have to keep moving up until eventually your house is at work.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I wanted to see your boss walk into your office... In your cubicle, but you also have a Honda Civic in there. And you're right. Like, what? No, this is a new computer.
This is a new client, boss. You're embarrassing me. I'm trying to close the Honda deal.
Is it better to leave the cat at home? Yes. There's no logical reason to bring your cat to work. If your cat gets lonely or bored, you could pay a neighbor to come and pet sit. Okay. Well, you just wasted my time.
Then, but that's like saying, like, Danny Ocean's going to rob the casino. Well, he could just get a job. It's way easier. No fucking duh.
No way.
That's not the point.
Should I ask my boss if I'm allowed to bring a pet? Yes. It's better to ask your boss so you don't get caught and risk losing your job. Hey, boss, can I bring my cat to work? No. Okay. Fucking idiot. All right.
I already did.
I definitely would.
I definitely did. Look around you.
It's all cats. Wait a minute. Wait. Accounting? Cats. What, HR? Cats. It's all cats. You're
it's everywhere.
Meow.
It's everywhere. No, you can't bring your cat to work. Okay. What's that sound coming from your briefcase? It's funny sound machine of cat getting sick in bag. It's a joke briefcase I got from Spencer Gift. Did you call it Spencer Gift?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. They only had one left.
They had one. It was the only one they made. Anyway,
well, I feel like really I'm ready to take my cat to work.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure. You know what I mean.
Yeah, let's take cats to the money zone.
All right, let's go. It's better
with you. Are we all waiting for the other ones to start?
It always kind of feels like that now with the money zone, is that we're just in like a Reservoir Dog standoff to see who's going to be the first one to start talking.
Well, the problem is that there's only two ads and there's three of us. So it's always unsure.
Yeah, right. So somebody gets a sweet little.
Yeah.
We don't work much, right?
Why don't we start things off then and I'll do a fake ad for a fake company that doesn't exist. So the other two companies can't get mad at me because it's like not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you guys ever worry about hornets coming into your house and attacking you and your family while you sleep?
Well, I actively worry about that all the time.
Well, I want to tell you about Buzzer Boys. And this is a new an online service. You can get the app on your phone. And if you use our promo code, you get one extra Buzzer Boy for free. And these are children from your neighborhood. And it's good for them, too, because they can spend this money on Beyblade. And what it is the app lets you find children in your neighborhood to chase the hornets around inside your house until they get so tired that both the boys and the hornets, that they just kind of stop. They just leave after a while. Or they sting the buzzer boys. And then, again, it's not your problem anymore because that's one day. And don't worry. All our buzzer boys are guaranteed not allergic to hornets. We have a very... really
saw my girl and you're like, nuh-uh.
No way. We're not going to get caught like that again. So we do definite tests and they are accredited and they are going to make you feel comfortable as they run around your house yelling while you are asleep, which is
Can I ask you a question? I don't want to step on your.
Yeah.
Do you have a website yet for Buzzer Boys?
They don't have
like
one.
A phone number.
No, they don't have either of those.
Cause if you wanted to get that going, I would totally recommend Squarespace.
Wait, Buzzer Boy's gonna be fucking pissed off if you interrupt their ad to do another ad.
I was trying to seriously transition.
I know you were, but you were gonna do that.
You know what now, Griffin? What? Now, fucking twist in the wind.
Okay. So, buzzer boys. They're clean boys. None of these chocolate, you know, stained shirts.
No smudgings.
No smudgings. They smell great, and they're definitely
clean.
These
are fresh boys.
These are fresh buzzer boys. And they're
don't help him.
They're not a scared. They don't get a scared of these flying menaces, and they don't kill the bugs either. That's important to say. They would never do that. They
just
chase them out of the
this
house.
This is really awkward, but like I don't feel comfortable advertising for buzzer boys because I actually I use buzzer beaters, which they do kill.
They
the
do
bugs,
kill
and
the
they
hornets.
They make a big deal out of like we kill the hornets for
well,
miles
it says
around.
Here. It says here, unlike some other child based. Hornet services. We do not kill the hornets. We yeah. are. This is a very ethical operation.
But
so anyway,
buzzer boys seems like such a short term solution. We're buzzer beaters.
So anyway,
they,
if
like,
you
they beat
if,
the bugs.
So anyway, if you want to get on board with buzzer boys, we have a special offer for you: two buzzer boys for the price of one buzzer boy. All you have to do is go to your local community center. Or rec center, and look at the billboard there, but the bulletin board. And if it says something about buzzer boys on it, you're good to go. It's only in a few cities now.
So wait, the buzzer boys just come when you need them? You don't need to, like, call or anything?
We are seeking $10.5 million in startup funding. If you know anyone who works on Shark Tank, go to your community center, find us, and God... These fucking hornets are getting so big, guys. They're getting so big.
This is our...
The end.
There's less of them, but they're bigger.
There's less of them, but they're huge. For extra money, we can get you a third buzzer boy that will collect the hornets' wonderful honey. And you can have that fresh. You can have that fresh in your smoothie, and it'll help you not be allergic to stuff anymore. They do kill the hornets for that, though. They squeeze them over a big jar.
Now, that's actually good to hear, because the one problem I have with buzzer beaters is I feel like all that honey is going to waste.
It's going to waste. Offer, it ends up all over
the
place.
They don't offer the honey service.
But buzzer boy number three goes crazy on them and will just squish fistfuls of these guys over jars until you wake up and you drink what comes out of them and get strong. Yeah.
What if I ask him to stop? Will he stop?
Actually, once you have signed the contract to get the third buzzer boy in there, he cannot stop. He'll tell you when he's ready to stop.
This is so important, Griffin, because this is an issue I have with buzzer beaters. Eventually, yeah. They'll leave, right?
Once they've had their fill, yeah, sure.
Once they've had their fill of honey or had their fill of chasing hornets?
There's actually a special fee that you have to pay to make the boys leave. And it is so much more money than what you pay to get them into your house in the first place.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So can I just keep the boys there? If I decide, the hornets might come back.
All right.
So Squarespace is a great way to make a website.
Yeah.
Our show is sponsored in part by Squarespace, who probably won't get as much ad time as buzzer boys, but still, let's make it count. And if you want to make your dream count, you need a website. Photographers, agencies, real estate brokers, everybody's using Squarespace to make a great website. You can showcase your work, sell products and services of all kinds, promote your physical or online
business. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Did you get attacked by a hornet? Because if I got a service for you.
The time for buzzer boys is done.
Well, you better tell them that.
Beautiful customizable templates created by world-class designers. Everything's optimized for mobile, like phones.
Right? Oh!
That's what that means. Mobile, with a meaning like phones. They got free, and I guess pads, you know, tablets.
Blackberries.
And phablets, which have fallen out of favor, but are still a threat.
Is that like a fabulous tablet?
And it's like phones. It's like a half phone, half tablet. Does both. It's like a tablet that you hold your face and do phone calls with.
Oh, okay.
Go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, know that we believe in you. But also use the offer code mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey, Justin. Yeah. You know when you get home from the grocery store? It wasn't done. And you're like, oh, no, I forgot the biscuits. You know? And you're like, I forgot the biscuits.
ah, Cooper's going to have my head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, good news.
Loves biscuits, this kid.
Yeah, you can spare yourself your daughter's wrath by going to DoorDash. Because if you forget that one thing from the store, well, let's face it, we all do. You can get those essentials in 30 minutes with DoorDash because they connect you with the restaurants you love right now and right to your door. And you get grocery essentials like biscuits or like flaky biscuits or like the honey biscuits, any kind of biscuits. And other stuff, too. You get drinks, snacks, and other household items delivered in under an hour with a contactless delivery drop-off setting. So for a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code MBMBAM. That's 25% off up to $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code MBMBAM. Don't forget, that's code MBMBAM for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change, terms apply. DoorDash, get your biscuits.
I'm John Moe. My show Depresh Mode is all about mental health. And this week, I talk with Amanda Knox. She spent 4 years in an Italian prison for a murder she didn't commit. That's a lot of trauma, and she's okay talking about it.
If I touch on something that you'd rather not get into, just say so. We'll cut the whole exchange out. But it also seems like you're pretty open about a lot of things.
Yeah. I am having trouble imagining anything that you could talk to me about. I know.
What are we going to throw Amanda Knox with?
Depressed Mode with John Moe, only on Maximum Fun.
For over a decade, MaxFunCon has been an incredible weekend of learning, connecting, and laughing with folks in the MaxFun community. And, if all goes according to plan, the last regularly scheduled MaxFunCon will take place in Lake Arrowhead from June 3rd to June 5th, 2022. We have a very limited number of tickets remaining. To make them available to the maximum number of people, we'll be opening our waitlist for tickets on January 23rd at 5 p.m. Pacific. That'll be your chance to be first in line to purchase tickets, and we'll go down the waitlist until we're at capacity. More details at maxfuncon.com. And mark your calendars for Sunday, January 23rd at 5 p.m. Pacific.
Was that a drum roll or a door knock?
It sounds like a door knock.
There's no door. Like, we're miles away from Justin. Hello?
Hi, boy.
Hi, Richard. Hey, Richard.
Hi, how's it going? It's your first episode, right? First one of winter. Every season I appear, then there, you know there's no need to fear.
You know you say that, Richard, but you have been appearing more and more.
You're ready to have a good think. Prepare yourself for Richard's think.
Ooh, branding.
I wrote my own poem.
Now, wait, what is it about you that sort of tickles the cerebellum and really, really challenges?
Think about fragrance. Think about your life and how you stink for most of it. Think about how you have no fragrance and thus no memory and no one will remember you when you leave.
Hey, Richard, you are probably the closest thing I have to an expert that I can ask this question.
A friend.
Okay. In the movie Encanto, when Camilo changes into a different
person.
We're
not doing this.
Does he smell like the person?
I need everyone to listen to me. It's the first regular episode of winter. I can only come once a season. This is the law set forth. But I am Richard Stink. I am a fragrance expert and the follower of the One Christ Child.
Whoa.
So happy to be back with you guys. It's a big show, and I've been working on different jokes. And
oh, you got jokes now.
I've been working on jokes.
Do it.
Well, I don't write jokes. It's more like in the moment.
Oh, it's contextual.
So funny, you bust up. Yeah.
Richard, I want you to know, I've been using that imaginary authors set you got me a lot more.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite, man?
The one that's like a waffle cone.
Oh, yeah. That's a collaboration with Salt and Straw, the ice cream people, right?
I like that one.
Oh, yeah. I love that. That's nice. Griffin?
Yeah. I just bought a new bar.
Your wife tells me you smell bad, Griffin. She hates the smell.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
She hates.
Well, all of a sudden,
Richard,
I don't really feel like
talking to our wives.
Yeah, I don't feel like playing anymore in the space right now.
They text me.
Why, Richard?
No, you smell great, but it's just a joke. I do this joke sometimes to keep people on their toes.
Richard.
This is one of the jokes I worked on.
Okay.
The one of my jokes I wrote, the first one I have on my notepad here, if you can see, I'll hold up my notepad to the microphone so you can see. The first joke I have is, your wife hate the way you smell.
Yeah, okay. That's... I guess
that's kind of a lie, though, if it's not true, and Jesus doesn't like
lying. But what are you doing here, Richard? That's a good question.
I know what the fuck you're doing here, Richard. It's the same. Are you doing anything different than you usually do here, Richard?
Yeah, very different, man.
Is it because it's different smells?
Difference. No, yeah, I'm talking about new fragrances because it's winter. We got to get you ready.
What's a good winter fragrance? Like a campfire smell? To warm the senses.
Why don't you just let him talk instead of trying to guess what the smell is?
I'm trying to impress him, Griffin.
Yeah, I'm unimpressible, man. Listen.
Oh, really?
Right? Listen, I want to talk to you guys about celebrity fragrances. Because celebs, that's who you want to all be smelling like, right? You look at your favorite person on TV or movie or poem book, and you think, I would love to smell like this person. And now you can with the power of celebrity fragrance.
Sure. What poets, I wonder, are all up in this industry right now?
I never read the poem. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, Johnny Sun did a book, right? I would smell like Johnny Sun.
Yeah. So now you can smell like all your favorite different people. And I'm so excited to talk to you guys about the thing is that I should mention, I don't know much about like America celebrity.
Okay.
So I don't know like how cool or not cool these people are, but I love the way they smell.
Yeah. I mean, if they have a fragrance, they're probably pretty fucking cool.
Clive Barker. He's like a master of horror.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got Clive Barker's The Forbidden.
Huh.
That does sound like a scary movie Clive Barker might make, though.
It's a line, right? There's three of them. So the first one we're going to get you into is Foolish and Vacuous Perfume Oil.
What?
That's what it's...
It's called Foolish and Vacuous Perfume Oil. This is from Black Phoenix Alchemy Lab, Foolish and Vacuous Perfume Oil. Here is the description, right? There's no notes. It just says, a scent with no depth.
Huh.
A light, reedy, almost vapid take on a classic men's fougere.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
No,
it sounds like he's saying this perfume sucks shit.
Yeah.
It's not that.
It doesn't smell.
You put this in, it smells like water or some shit.
It smells like pine water.
The day burned white. The day burned white.
Is this?
Smells like plaster and spray paint modeled with buttermilk.
Wait, what the fuck?
Is Clive Barker making perfume or is he having a vision?
Plaster and spray paint modeled with buttermilk, sweet, chalky, and edging on sickly.
Fuck white off!
White and golden amber beams of daylight pour through the belly of the scent.
We had some serious contract work being done on our desiccated bathroom for most of last year. Very few times did I walk into that room when it had been freshly drywalled or painted and said, I'd love to smell like this all the time.
Well, yes, you were missing the buttermilk, Griffin.
That's maybe the buttermilk sets it right off.
Do you want to smell like Tim McGraw's love?
Now, wait, what was the third one from Clive Barker?
It's a collaboration with Tim McGraw.
Sweet to the sweet. Sugar upon sugar, honey upon honey, white cane sugar and honey absolute.
That will bring in the hornets for sure. No,
Did he make Candyman?
He is the Candyman.
I think he did.
This next one, I don't know this celebrity, but I think you guys maybe you guys can walk me through it. His name is a Grumpy Cat.
Oh, yeah. This is a cat everyone liked so much because he looked pretty PO'd most of the time.
Unlike most cats.
I do think he passed away, but it's cool that he's still getting that cheddar.
Well, he's not. His descendants.
So he's a grumpy cat? Is that the deal?
That's grumpy. Yeah, I mean, a cat. It's what it says on the tin, yeah.
Is he dead?
I think he might have hit that rainbow bridge pretty hard.
So this is from the Mither. They got a lot of fragrances I really like, actually. They've Petrichor, which is a smell after it rains.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Doctor Who. Yeah.
But Grumpy Cat, this one's called Kitten Fur. And it's a wonderful kitten smell from that spot right behind the kitten's neck. And it's wonderful feelings. There's not a note breakdown. It just smells like cat from the Grumpy Cat.
I don't love the idea of someone knowing where the best smelling part of their cat is. That's like just a level of intimacy that I don't much agree with.
Would you like to smell like the love of Tim McGraw?
Yeah, I'm glad we got back to this one.
Soul to soul, Tim McGraw, two-piece set. A two-piece set much like Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, whose everlasting love is captured finally in a great juice. A spray juice, as we call it in the industry. This is inspired by Faith Hill and Tim McGraw's classic American love story. Soul to soul is a number. So it's kind of...
Oh, that is cool.
Tim McGraw captures... Soul to soul, Tim McGraw captures Tim's modern confidence balanced with the classic romance Tim and Faith represent.
His modern competence as a lover?
As a lover, the fragrance opens with sensual spices balanced with a brandy accord.
That's the foreplay, baby.
A brandy accord?
The heart is a classic blend of woods with hints of exotic herbs that lead to a sexy yet rugged.
That's a lot of stuff in one smell.
That's the fucking and then the cool down. Okay.
Yeah, you get that pumping and then the lump right there with Tim. Tim's got everything for you in this fragrance that him and Faith Hill shared together with their love. It smells like the room after they finish.
Does that particular... spray juice come with a cowboy hat shaped lid? Because some of his earlier ones did.
This one is a little more upscale. Oh,
okay.
I got this next one. I got to just show you guys.
Well, okay, that's gonna be tough.
I show it. I send it in the computer. Hold on. Don't start it. Just open it. Right?
Oh, fuck yes.
Yeah, I see it.
I'm gonna play the audio and we'll watch it together. Right. Okay. Don't say anything because I'm gonna unmute. Ready, 3, 2, 1, go.
Philip Klein, always on my mind, always on my grind. Philip Klein, gotta let it shine, gotta pack a knot. Philip Klein, no limits, the fragrance for the loaded.
Okay. So that's a Philip Klein.
Richard, I've never felt dumber asking the question I'm about to ask. Who is that?
Yeah, he's a German fashion designer. It's like a lifestyle, buddy.
Well,
he's also my best man.
You're married?
At my wedding. If I ever get to marry Philip and I agree we go be each other's best man. If we don't have anybody, if we've not found anybody to love by the time we're 27, we get married to each other. This is the deal. Now, this is the deal that we made.
Wait, how old are you?
24.
Okay.
I got three years. And you know what? If I end up married to Philip, it's not so bad. It's a beautiful house and a great lifestyle that seems to really respect women in a major way.
Yeah, sure, Philip.
Yeah, Richard. That ad seems to put a lot of stock in people being excited about it being Philip Klein.
And there were some things, obviously, the thesis of that video, and I suppose the smell itself, is this is cologne for people with a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Is a fragrance for the loaded.
Right, but there were also things that people were doing with money in that video that I don't think anyone, especially wealthy people, do with money. Like at one point, a woman was just rubbing money on a car. And
I don't know, like to clean?
To clean.
But money is notoriously dirty.
Yeah. Also, the fragrance, it looks like a credit card.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that part of it is definitely badass.
Do super rich people often carry their money around in those guns that shoot money out? Is that like a normal rich person thing? Hey, how much was that? Yeah, you got it. There you go, man. That's 400 right there. Enjoy.
I guess that's how you pay for things.
Yeah, when you're super rich.
Listen.
Hey, Richard, what do you think? Just quick question. Do you think that 2022 will be the year that my brother and me answers more than one question per episode? Or do you think that that's just going to remain, like a normal trajectory for us?
What?
Don't worry about it. Richard.
Hey, listen. I got one more to tell you about. And this one, you're going to have to search it out on the bay.
On the bay?
A bay.
Oh.
Okay. Why?
It's an auction site. What? Because, listen, this one's like, you didn't hear about this from me.
Okay? Oh, this is like dark stink.
Yeah, this is like underground stink. This is traded. This fragrance is traded because it's illegal.
Oh, it's like a crypto smell.
Yeah, so right. Dope. So the year is 2004.
It is?
Jessica Simpson is burning. It's a story, man. Come on, Jesus. Forgive me, Jesus. I am so sorry for taking your name in vain. You are my blessed savior. Apologies. So it's 2004, right? Jessica Simpson is burning up the charts and burning down our hearts with her great reality show with Nick Lachey and probably Duke of Hazzard.
Yeah, that was probably around then.
So then Jessica Simpson launched Desert Beauty. Right?
Not desert?
It's a lot. No, listen. This is the thing about it, okay? You eat it.
What?
You eat
the perfume?
You eat it. You eat the things. You eat them. You eat up. It's got shampoo, body cream, body wash, blush, and for our purposes, perfume. And you eat
all
it.
Edible.
You can eat it. You're all edible.
But like actually edible and not like, yeah, you could eat the shampoo. You shouldn't.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the fragrance here because my name is Richard
Spence. Yeah, it's not Richard Shampoo.
And it's called Deliciously Kissable Belly Button Love Potion Fragrance. Oh,
shit, yes.
Right? It's amazing.
It's incredible.
It's so good, right? No, it is bad. The people, they hate this.
Yeah.
This is real. This is real stories. I tell you, one lady from the butterscotch body wash got yeast infection. Oy. Very bad. One person put on Deliciously Kissable Belly Button Love Potion Fragrance and according to their review, were chased by bees.
No!
But then Jessica says she started getting sued a lot.
Yeah.
And apparently a lot of people don't think it's good to eat your makeup. A lot of bummers, maybe. A lot of stinkers. I bet it was Nick. And a lot of people got kind of sick based on Desert Beauty.
Well, no one could have seen that coming. You know what I mean? Like, that could have happened to anyone. Eating perfume makes you sick. Who knew?
Who knew?
So there's this, I'm going to read to you this story from Days Digital, which recaps an episode. Remember Newlyweds?
Oh, yeah.
It's a show, right, with Nick and Jessica. So 2004, there's this episode where I'm just going to read to you. Simpson is shooting the campaign to launch Desert Beauty. Simpson is being shown some of the products from the range, clearly for the first time, and has no idea about any of them. Upon being shown the whipped body cream and told it's a moisturizer, Simpson responds, "So it moisturizes, huh?" Then we watch Simpson pose seductively with a cupcake, progressively being forced to eat more and more icing until she feels so ill. She ends up crouched on the bathroom floor eating crackers her mother brought her. And then she throws up for 3 hours. It's a poison. She's Jessica Simpson sell a poison to everyone. She did a poison to everyone. And then she gets sued and then you can't get it anymore. But here's the thing about this shit. It smells so good.
Does it?
That's a problem about Deliciously Kissable Belly Button Love Potion fragrance. It smells so good.
That
a lot of people think it's creamy and yummy, warm vanilla berry notes.
Don't eat it.
But wait a minute. To which sense is it creamy?
It's just like regular creamy. One reviewer wrote on MakeupAlley.com 17 years ago, "Yet another product I wasted my money on. The smell is faint," and which is a good self-burn. You did it again, user Shaq the Cat. Shaq the Cat, you wasted more money. The smell is faint and lasts only a few minutes. And who would want to lick a belly button anyhow?
Oh, bro, wow. Come on.
Can I say, though, it sounds like shitty perfume, but I'm glad that the smell is faint if I'm eating it. You know what I mean? Like, I can't eat. You can't eat perfume. So certain compromises had to be made.
But it also makes you sick, though. So they didn't compromise that much.
It does make you pretty sick.
I received juicy in a sample size, and the smell was nice and sweet. It only stayed on me for about 1 minute and then faded while I got the leftover sticky mess on my wrist and neck. Not to mention I was followed everywhere by bees!
No, man!
Do not purchase this! So yes, this is no longer on the market, and I kid about Jessica Simpson poisoning people. It's clear she has no idea what is in these products, and it seems like she's having something of a renaissance, so... Listen, no shade, Jessica. Anyway, that's some different fragrances you could choose from for winter. I hope that you get something. Just please, God, don't wear like green Irish tweed or something like that, Virgin Island water or like, you know, like a fragrance like that. Like, please keep it winter, okay? Thank you. Goodbye.
Is Axe body spray good? Oh, he's gone.
Some Axe is good, yes.
Whoa.
What about Bod? Is Bod still in there?
Bod
is no longer in the mix. Oh, okay. But there's a good, there's some good acts. You got the, I mean, buy them all. They're too long. Buy them all. Dump them into a pool. Swim around. Play with your kids for once.
All right.
Come play
Richard,
with me.
Richard, we really got to wrap this episode up.
I got to go in the show.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Oh, God.
Okay.
Thank you so much, everybody, for coming to our symposium. We hope you learned something. Now, take
Justin's
these
back.
Ideas.
We heard his life gasp. Justin's capable of doing this.
I was just going to tell people to take what they've learned out into the world, but that's fine.
Hey, if you want to go to macroymerch.com, we've got a lot of great stuff there. There's a pin of the month. Everybody has a knife, which is benefiting the Center for Reproductive Rights, which uses the power of law to advance reproductive rights as fundamental human rights around the world. There's also the Guppies Want Me, Blink Sharks Fear Me sticker designed by Caitlin Eberle, who is KiwiBee on Twitter, if you want to check them out.
I also just want to say real quick, two things. One, we just did an episode on Schmanners about posture that I thought was really, really fun, if you guys want to check that out. I haven't mentioned in a while, I do some streaming stuff on Twitch. I try to stream a couple times a week. You can find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheTravisMcElroy.
I've also been streaming on our YouTube channel. Or not streaming. Yeah, I guess streaming. Yeah, it is live, so that's streaming, right?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I've been playing a very bad version of The Legend of Zelda Link to the Past where I'm Guy Fieri and I die in one hit and everything's in the wrong place. It's been a hoot. I ruined it. It's called Trial by Fieri. I think you're going to like it. There's been three episodes and I'm really beating ass. Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song. Yeah. My Life is Better With You. Juice is extra stoked about that one.
Yeah, baby!
Thanks to Max Fun, you know? We have a lot of fun here. I would say the maximum amount. And so it's, you know, it's accurate. Do you guys want the final Yahoo?
Yeah. Cool.
I definitely got it. Send him by Jared. And thank you, Jared. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user.
How do they spell that?
Eight F's. Asks.
Mm-hmm. Griff, you dropped out.
Yeah, I just don't have it. Asks. The website has weird. Oh, it has weird internet symbols. Issues. It's ASCII art.
Oh, really?
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, this is ASCII art. And let me see what it is.
Yeah, see if you can see it in the picture.
Yeah, I'll just clean up my desktop here. We got.
I'm gonna scoot back from the computer because it might be like a magic eye thing. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What are you seeing? What are your elf eyes see?
it's okay. So asks nothing, but it's ASCII art of Spyro the Dragon, and he's holding like a gun. And he's smoking a cigar, and he has sunglasses on. Yeah, dude.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome. I'm Griffin. I'm Lord Griffin McElroy.
It's my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.